Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Let's say the Guru Parampara Params, please. Everyone. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasladar. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Imate Bhakti Vedanta Shramaniti Namane. Namaste Sarvati Devi Goravane Prajarane. Divishesha Shunyavade Bhaskadyade Sitarane. Om Aginata Marindasya Gina Gina Sadakaya. Chaksuan Miridam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Everyone. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam, stop. You don't know the prayers? None of you know these prayers? Hashtavansha, Sri Rupam, Sagajatam, Sahagana, Ragunatam, Nitamstam, Sajayivam, Sadvaitam, Savarutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Sikrishta, Chaitanya, Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Param, Sahagana, Ladita, Sri Vishika, Nitam, Cha, He Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jagapate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Rara, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta, Kancha, Nagorange, Radhe, Vrinda, Vanishwari, Vishavano Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavunitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gora Bhakta Vindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I know there are some near devotees here. However, I would strongly urge you to learn these prayers. Obeisances to the Guru Parampara, they're very important, because without Guru Parampara, we cannot receive anything. So the recitation of these prayers is essential, actually, in acknowledging our total dependence on the Guru Parampara. Krishna consciousness cannot be pulled out of the air, cannot be pulled out of the sky. We must, it's clearly stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Tad Viri Parapasneya Parapasneya Vasevya Uparikshante Gyanam Gyanadastatva Darshanam. One must learn from a bona fide spiritual master. So we are all connected with Srila Prabhupada. So we are getting all this mercy from Srila Prabhupada. And those of you who did not physically meet Srila Prabhupada, you are getting from his representatives, his authorized representatives, you're getting the mercy of Prabhupada. Nobody should think that you're orphaned because Prabhupada physically left the planet. That would be a great misunderstanding. So please learn these Guru Parampara prayers. For example, the Sad Gosamastika prayers, the obeisances. Everyone say, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago, Sri Jiva Gopala Ko Ho Ho Ho. Prabhupada told us that a recitation of these prayers is direct association with the six Goswamis. Haribal! One thing you're going to learn real fast in my classes, that is that sleepy is not allowed. Our motto is Jeev Jago, everyone. Jeev Jago. Well, you're about 1/8 of the way there. Again, Jeev Jago. You're about 1/4 of the way there now. Jeev Jago. Much better. Much better. This is required. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smananam Parasevanam. This is required. And enthusiasm is the core of Krishna consciousness. The essence is enthusiasm. The proof is in the Gayatri Mantra. The gopis become enthused. Mahaprabhu becomes enthused. It's all about enthusiasm. It's in the Gayatri Mantra. You see? So enthusiasm. Go, Hannibal!
Go!
That's halfway there, please. Nittai, go, Hannibal!
Go!
No, you have to say the name of Nittai and Gore also, not just Hannibal. Nittai, go, Hannibal! Nittai, go, Hannibal! Do you feel the difference? Yes, no? No difference, Prabhu? You feel the difference, is it not? Yes, because that enthusiasm is appreciated by Krishna. It's appreciated by Mahaprabhu Nityananda. It's appreciated by the entire Panchatattva. It's appreciated by Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. They don't get sleepy during class. Look at those eyes. Look at everyone. Look at Lord Jagannath. He's wide awake. He's not at all sleepy. They're not sleepy. Even if everybody else falls asleep, but Jagannath and Baladev Subhadra, they never get sleepy. Deities don't get sleepy when it comes to Harikatha. Hannibal! No, you're losing petrol again. Hannibal! Hannibal! All right. I will say a few words about myself. Many of you don't know much about me. And then there's a lot of people out there in computer land also that don't know anything about me, actually. My sannyas name is Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Goswami Maharaj. You can call me Govinda Goswami for short. That's all right. Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Goswami. So I was initiated sannyas approximately 2 years ago by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami in Vrindavan. It's so wonderful. I can't miss telling this. That it was, I think it was April. And the morning of my initiation, sannyas initiation, it rained. And later some devotees, Brajavasi devotees, came up to me very enthusiastic. Maharaj, it never rains in Vrindavan at this time of year. It never rains at this time. This is very wonderful, extraordinary. So I can understand that Srimati Radharani was literally showering her blessings on me. Hannibal! More. Hannibal! It was magical. It was Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Radharani's land. It's her place. She's Vrindavanishwari. Is it not? Do you know the meaning? You must learn these things. You want to catch the secrets of Krishna consciousness. Aladini Shakti, internal potency. Vrindavan Ishwari, Ishwara. Ishwara means controller. So, Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anindya Anindya Govinda Sarvakarna Karna. I'm the Brahma Samhita. Oh, Krishna is Ishwara Parama, the original, the supreme controller. That is the Sanskrit for supreme controller. Ishwara Paramakrishna. So, Paramishwari, that is female. So we've got so many transcendental goddesses. So Vrindavan Ishwari means Radharani. She is the controller of Vrindavan. So nothing happens. Not one blade of grass moves in Vrindavan without her sanction. Everything. She is Vrindavan Ishwari. You see, very wonderful. So therefore, I was initiated in October of 1968, San Francisco, USA. That was 2 months before His Holiness Jai Pataka Swami took initiation. So I've been around quite a while. There were only about 150 devotees worldwide at the time that I took initiation. There were only a handful of centers. There was New York, Montreal, where Jai Pataka Swami took his initiation in Montreal in December. I took my initiation in October. San Francisco, he took his initiation in Montreal, December. And there may have been Boston, and then there was San Francisco. I don't think there was any other centers open. I could be mistaken, but I don't think so. So I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, as Makan Lal Das. Makan means butter. Lal means butter baby. When I asked Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean, Makan Lal? He said, butter baby. I think, oh, very good. I like this. This is very nice, Very nice, Time is very short. I only say something very important that my initiation took place. That Prabhupada was very inspired. There were about 20 men shaved up, Vaishnav Tilak, Dhoti, Kurta, very paka means first class, you know, very nice. So Prabhupada was very proud with overflowing heart of prem, parental pride in his new devotees. This is Prabhupada. Parental pride with great love and affection. So at my initiation, he said something very important. He said, I have called down my Guru Maharaj. That means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Just to see all these nice Vaishnavas, devotees. Haribol! So that means he called Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur special attention to come from Goloka Vrindavan with special attention to see all the nice Vaishnavas. There were some Vaishnavis also that he was offering up to his Guru Maharaj. There shouldn't be any confusion there. That is Guru Parampara. We were Guru Dakshin. I got that realization. I didn't know these terms. I didn't know the Sanskrit. I didn't know the philosophy very much, hardly anything. But it was clear to me by realization that we were being offered up to Srila Prabhupada as Guru Dakshin. I mean to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Guru Dakshin. Haribol! That doesn't mean that we became disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Never. Although Prabhupada told us that the grandfather is kinder than the father. He told us that. So he always expressed that we were going to receive the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But he also told us don't jump over, you see. He didn't want people just going off with bubbles in their brain and fantasizing that somehow or other they were direct disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He did not, he cut that, nipped it in the bud, we say, you know. But at the same time, he featured the loving mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He made available for us all. Still available for all of you also. Haribol! It is not that the Acharyas are dead, never. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he reasons ill who think that Vaishnavas die. Of course, the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita says the soul is eternal. There's no question of death. Only the body dies. And in today's verse, we'll see something about that. Anyway, so I joined in 1968. 1969, I started one of the first college preaching programs in the world at the University of San Francisco. And after that, I came here to Los Angeles also for some time. Then I managed about four different temples over the years, including Seattle, Washington, and St. Louis, Missouri. I was there for 5 years. I installed Sri Sri Nittai Gaura Nataraj, the Nittai Gaura deities that are presently presiding over St. Louis Temple. I installed those deities. And after that, I went to Philadelphia. So I've always been doing college preaching. Then after some time, more to fast forward, I have been in India for 10 years. That's why you haven't seen me. Preaching there is very good. I'll discuss that more later. I'm rushing because we've got a time crunch. But there's a lot of nectar here and understanding about the history of the movement, the pastimes, everything. So I'm just speaking very fast on purpose. Haribol! I have a special surprise for you, Amarenda. I will get to it. I will get to it, yes. All right, so now that's just a very rough summary of my history. Now let's chant today's verse. Dehastu sarva sangato. That's good, but remember you have to give it enthusiasm. Again, dehastu sarva sangato. Jagatasta iti dvidha. Jagatasta iti dvidha. Atraiva mrigya purusho. Atraiva mrigya purusho. Neti, netit yatat jajan. Netit yatat jajan, neti netit yatat jajan. Deistu sarvasangato. Jagatasta iti dvida. Atraiva mrigya purusho. Neti netit yatat chajan. Next. No, it's not neti iti. Okay, ladies. Du sarva sangato. Dadastu iti dvida. Driva migya purusho. Neti net yatat chajan. Translation. There are two kinds of bodies for every living, for every individual soul. A gross body made of five gross elements and a subtle body made of three subtle elements. Within these bodies, however, is the spirit soul. One must find the soul by analysis. So what you're going to hear now is the Sankhya, the true Sankhya process. Analysis here means Sankhya, Sankhya Yoga. One must find the soul by analysis, saying, this is not it, this is not it. One must separate spirit from matter. So this is intelligence. How to separate spirit from matter. Not this. What is driving this body? Both gross body and subtle body. All right, purport by Srila Prabhupada. As previously stated, Svarnam Mita Gavasu Hema Kara Shetureshu Yogaistad Abhigya Apnuyat. An expert in the study of soil, can find out where the gold is and then dig it there. He can then analyze the stone and test the gold with nitric acid. Remember, Prabhupada knows what he's talking about. This is science. Remember, Prabhupada was an Ayurvedic pharmacy. He studied Ayurveda very expertly, so he knew all these things. Nitric acid. Otherwise, how could he write about these things, specialization? So Prabhupada was a scientist. Haribo! And he knew much more than a modern scientist. There's no doubt about this. For example, only in the past, something like 15 years or so, less than 15 years, the scientists have become very excited because they say, oh, there's ice on the moon. Anybody heard that? Yes. You heard it, Amarinder. Very good. Then if a lawyer heard it, it must be true. Yeah. There's ice on the moon. This they figured out only about maybe 10 years ago, rather recently, maybe even less than 10 years ago. We're not impressed. I'm sorry, we're not impressed. Prabhupada told us decades ago there's ice on the moon. Why should we impressed with their puppy brain discovery, huh? Decades ago, Prabhupada told us there's ice on the moon. You can hear it in the conversations between Srila Prabhupada and Srila Damana Maharaj, Prabhupada's discussing the ice on the moon. Now, Ram Das Thakur says, the cooling effect of Nityananda Prabhu, the moon, it has a cooling effect. That is, ice is there, you see? So we take the Vedic version. We're not interested at all in the modern speculations based on secularism, atheism. We're not interested. We take the authority of the Vedas. So Prabhupada is giving very nicely. So he's saying nitric acid, that's how you're testing for real gold. One must analyze the whole body to find within the body the spirit soul. And studying one's own body, one must ask himself whether his head is his soul, his fingers are his soul, his hand is his soul, and so on. So with a simple preaching technique, I'm sure that many of you may have tried it, but it's a very basic preaching technique to convince the skeptical persons that we are spirit soul. I say, why don't we say, I hand, I nose, I foot, I leg. Why don't we say like that? No. We say, my hand, my nose, my head, my feet. Well, who is this owner? So everyone, even the atheists, they say like that. It is my foot. Really, my dear atheist? Then who is this my? Who is this? Well, my name's John Johnson. No, that doesn't explain it. I'm sorry. You know. Who is the possessor of this body? So that is the soul. Therefore, my hand. So the body belongs to the soul. So it's clear here. We're not this body. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita makes this crystal clear. And the ingredients of gross and subtle matter, we don't belong to this realm. So my hand, so I, spirit soul, is the owner of this body. Of course, they are secondary owner. Their primary owner is the Supreme Lord. But we are tiny little Ishwara. We have a little control over this body. That's all. Finished. And the devotees, they're controlled by Krishna. And the non-devotees are controlled by the most benevolent teacher. So therefore the word minute is used. Minute means very small. The independence for control, very, very small. So in this way one must reject all the material elements and the combination of matter and elements in the body. Then if one is expert and follows the acharya, now this is very important. We have to follow acharya. The definition of pure devotee is one who follows acharya. Okay, if you try to understand the word pure devotee, the phrase pure devotee is shaped like a pyramid. Sometimes in my teaching and seminars, I draw a pyramid on a board like this to define what means pure devotee. I have no time to discuss it in depth, so I'll give you the short version. On the bottom of the pyramid of the definition of the phrase pure devotee, is that person who follows carefully acharya. They may be considered pure devotee. By that definition, there are some pure devotees sitting right here in this temple room. Arriba! If you follow acharya, you are a pure devotee. Then you might say, Maharaj, aren't you exaggerating a bit? Somebody might say. Think. You won't say it, you're too polite. You won't say it, but you might think it. Maharaj, isn't that an exaggeration, you know? Well, it was declared by Prabhupada, 1969, right here in Los Angeles, when the temple was over on La Cienega Boulevard. The original temple in Los Angeles was a church on La Cienega Boulevard. And so Prabhupada was giving evening Bhagavad Gita class. This is in the Leelamrita, Prabhupada's, you know, pastimes, biography. So during question and answer period, somebody says, he was called Swamiji then, he wasn't called Prabhupada. Swamiji, how many pure devotees are there on the planet? Prabhupada turned to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and said, how many disciples we have gotten? Anima! Months before, fornicators, cigarette smokers, smoking weed, marijuana, smoking, illicit sex like anything, living like animals, dirty, unclean, all that. A few months later, cleaned up, wearing ladies wearing saris, men shaved up. Only months later, he's and Prabhupada is cutting them as pure devotees.
If
they follow. Must follow Acharya means 16 rounds, rising early in the morning, following regulated principles, eating Krishna Prasad, like that. Deity worship, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita. And who does like that, they can be called pure devotee. That is the bottom level of definition, try to understand. I have no time to explain in depth. It's a deep science, what means pure devotee. If you understand what means pure devotee, you will never become confused. Because pure devotee does not necessarily mean infallible. The Paramahansa, the Nitya Siddha, those devotees that descend from the spiritual world, they're infallible. Infallible means cannot make a mistake. Who descend from the spiritual world, or who are Paramahansa, or are situated on the level of Prema Bhakti, the highest level of love of Godhead, they cannot make a mistake. Why? Because the intimacy of Krishna is so great that at every moment they're dictated what to do and when to do it by Krishna. And they don't mind. But say, if I try to tell you at every moment what to do, when to do it, after a while you say, Maharaj, just back off, okay? You know, we don't like. But try to understand that Krishna micromanages his devotees, and devotees like it. That is the difference between devotee and non-devotee. Devotees are micromanaged by Krishna, and they like it. But the non-devotees want to say, Aham Ishwara, I am the controller. Move, don't move. Get up, go down, you're fired. That's Ishwara. But everybody in this material world, when jivas, when souls are playing Ishwara, it's all phony baloney. Fake! Jiva can never become Ishwara. Never! But tiny little jurisdiction over the mind and body, tiny little jurisdiction we have got. That's it. The field of activities, tiny little field of activities, the mind and body, tiny little, very minute, we have got. But Parama Krishna, Parameshwara Krishna, he controls devotees, and the non-devotees are controlled by the modes of material nature under the direction of Lord Vishnu, Super Soul. But the devotees are not under the control of Super Soul exactly. They're directly under the control of Guru Parampara and Tribhanga Krishna. Hariba! You know the meaning, Tribhanga Krishna? No? If you read enough Prabhupada's books, you'll learn these things. This is not a small concept. You know, sir, Tribhanga Krishna? Tribhanga Krishna? You're reading in Prabhupada's books? Aha. Uh-huh. You're not reading? You're reading in Prabhupada's books? Yes. So, if you want to become wise, if you want to develop actual bhakti in Krishna consciousness, you have to read in Prabhupada's books. This is required. You know, everything. You will learn everything. Prabhupada said, I've put everything in my books, everything you need to know. Even the first canto alone, Prabhupada packed it so thoroughly. The first canto alone. Everything we need to know about Krishna consciousness is packed into the first canto. That's why the purports are so long. You see? What to speak of the rest of the Bhagavatam, what to speak of nectar devotion, nectar of instruction, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Everything's in Prabhupada's books. You see? We have to know that. So, we'll continue. The greatest Acharya, Krishna. So he's the original Acharya. He's Adi Guru. Krishna's Adi Guru. Adi means original. Krishna's Adi Guru. The greatest Acharya, Krishna, begins his teachings in Bhagavad Gita by saying, Dehinausmanyaha dehe kumaram jovanam jara tata dehantara prapte dhiras tataranamu yate. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Second chapter, text 13. The spirit soul possesses the body. See, this is exactly what I was just saying. The spirit soul possesses the body. So we are mini-controller. That's all. Minute. Therefore, the word minute is used in the Shastra. Very, very small. Minute means very, very small. We haven't got much control. Very, very small. Little something we have got, because we're part and parcel of the Supreme Controller, so we've got to have a little something we have to have. But minute means very, very small. So the spirit soul possesses the body and is within the body. This is the real analysis. Now, this is Sankhya. The soul never mixes with the bodily elements. Although the soul is within the body, it is separate and always pure. One must analyze and understand himself. This is self-realization. Neti neti is the analytical process of rejecting matter. By expertly conducting such an analysis, one can understand where the soul is. One who is not expert, however, cannot distinguish gold from earth, nor the soul from the body. Of course, instead of belaboring with a Sankhya process to try to understand the soul faster, we're on the fast track. Why? Because we're hearing from Prabhupada and his authorized representatives. So we're on the fast track. We don't have to labor with this deductive process that Prabhupada is describing here. We don't have to do that. Why? Because we're hearing from Srila Prabhupada and his pure representatives. That bypasses, that's fast forward, that's a fast track. Just like now they're building metro, you know, here. 10 years ago there was no metro here, now they're building metro, you know. Fast track. Not the slow process, not the snail process. Prabhupada is giving us the fast track back to home, back to Godhead. That's why he said, at the end of every lecture, Prabhupada said, and go back to home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. And all devotees say, Jai! 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 Just like Amarendra. He's going back to home, back to God in this very lifetime. Harivam! Even if he thinks he's got something left to do in this material world, Prabhupada will come take him. I got to tell you two very important stories. These are true stories. This is not mythology. First of all, there was one elderly woman in Mumbai, and her health was failing. So her relatives were devotees. So they took her on parikram in Vrindavan. And even though her health was failing, but somehow or other they took her all the way around Govardhan Hill, everything in Vrindavan. And then for some strange reason, they took her back to Mumbai. And then she left her body in Mumbai. So then her sister was from some village in South India. So her sister came up to Mumbai for the memorial service for her departed sister. So her sister walked into the temple room and saw Prabhupada sitting on the Vyasasan. She was struck with wonder. She was astonished. She said, I know that man. I saw that man. He came to me in a dream. And he said, don't worry about your sister. She's under my protection now. Hariba! This, in case you're wondering where this story came, it's told by Jnanivas, the famous Prabhupada disciple in Mayapur, Pujari, famous Pujari. So it's an authorized story. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell it. Another very important story about Prabhupada's action. So this is a good one for Amarendra. You know, Amarendra's not a young man anymore. See, lots of white hair now, you know. So, you know, it happens to all of us. Prabhupada, when on his deathbed, he told his disciples, don't think this will not happen to you. Yes, it happens. Death is coming. Only a question of how soon. You can't say exactly. Well, I got to tell you a funny book distribution story. It's a quickie. The world's biggest book distributor is in New Delhi. And he's wonderful, and he's very entertaining when he talks about his book distribution pastimes. So he told one short pastime recently at a rally in my temple, Punjabi Bagh. And that story was that he was out on the streets, and there was some young motorbiker, you know, there's millions of motorbikes in India. He was out on the streets, some young motorbiker, take this book, Bhagavad Gita. No, 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 it's okay. No, really, you should take it. No, 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 I don't want. So he got on his bike. He said, you don't know, anything can happen at any moment, you should take this book. No, that's okay, it's okay. Broom, broom, and off he goes. He goes about, 10 feet or so, and crash. His bike falls over. So then the book distributor runs over to him and says, I told you you should take this Bhagavad Gita. He says, yes, give me that book. That's Prabhupada. That's Prabhupada. Avesh. Avesh means empowerment. So everybody in this movement who preaches Krishna consciousness, who gives away a book, who sells a book, who talks to others, who introduces people to Krishna, everyone who is like that, they are Avesh, empowered. You see? Yari dekatai kaha Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Anyways, so there's another important story. This is a good one for Amarendra. Because Amarendra may be thinking, oh, I'm getting old. Well, I'm not very, advanced in Krishna consciousness. I'm, got so many material desires and all that, but I don't like the material world, but I'm jammed up in it. Oh, well, that's, Winnie the Pooh character, Eeyore. You know that character? Eeyore. And Disney gave him the perfect voice. He suffers from a little bit of depression, He's a chronic depression, actually. Eeyore. And he's a pessimist. Well, it wasn't really supposed to happen. So, Amarendra might be thinking, well, I'm not really going to go back to home back to God in this lifetime. I'm so entangled. What can I do? That Eeyore philosophy, Oh, yes, but there's something more to the story. See, anyways, let me tell the story then about one of my godbrothers. I don't know his name. But he spent the blood of his youth because, this movement was not built by middle-aged people. No way. It was built, this movement you need to know. All you young, new people that don't know anything about the history of the movement need to know. This movement was built by kids. That's a fact. I joined when I was 22. If you were 25 in the early days, you were elderly. 30 didn't exist except for one devotee. Except maybe the one devotee, she might have been 30 years old. Shilavati was her name. She had a couple of boys. She came to the movement with a couple of boys. Prabhupada gave lots of love and attention to her boys. He offered to take her boys traveling around the world. That's Prabhupada. So big-hearted, They were about 10 years old only. Prabhupada offered to take them traveling with him around the world. Anyways, so there's one godbrother, I don't know his name. So he gave the best of his youth, and he spent decades in the ISKCON, serving ISKCON. And after some time, probably after Prabhupada's departure, he started to drift away from ISKCON, So he was married to a devotee. Then that marriage fell apart. So then he found himself out working at a non-devotee job out in the material world. So naturally he was a little lonely and this and that. So then he got himself a non-devotee girlfriend, And he decided, well, I think, I shouldn't live with this woman without getting married. So he got married. He married her. So then they had some children. They're all non-devotee children. They had some children. And then, let's say, I don't know how old he was, but say he was 50-something years old. So then he got cancer, very serious cancer. And then... So he was put in the hospital, and then it was terminal. There was no question that he was going to survive, his body, that is. No question his body was going to survive. So he's in the intensive care unit, and he's in a coma, no visible sign of consciousness. He's breathing still, but he appears to be gone, He's not no visible sign of consciousness, His wife was standing there. The relatives were standing there because... relatives are allowed into intensive care, and they're, but he's not awake, he does not appear to be awake, He's out of it, coma. All of a sudden, his eyes opened wide, and he said, Srila Prabhupada! Boom! And he left his body. Prabhupada came to get him. Hariba! So there's some hope for you, Amarendra Ji. Yes, there is. So, and he had spent years, the point is, Prabhupada overlooked the years that he spent entangled in material life, probably going cinema, doing all these things you do in the material world, making money, doing this. I don't know how much connection he had. Maybe he came to festivals, I don't know. But Prabhupada overlooked that because he gave his life, his youth, his blood, he gave to build this movement. So Prabhupada came, yes, you come with me. You see? Then his relatives, non-devotee relatives of his wife, were astonished. Turned to his wife, said, "What was that all about?" He said, "Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada," and boom, and then he dies. They thought, "Whoa, that was really strange." So they asked their daughter, "What was that all about?" She says, "Well, he used to be a Hare Krishna." But Prabhupada did not forget, never. That's Prabhupada. And all you so-called newcomers also, all that mercy is available. So I'm going to say this, Amarandaji. I want to give you a benediction. Move aside a little bit, Prabhu. Haribol. You're blocking the way. Haribol. Yeah, you're blocking the way. I want to give you a benediction, Amaranda. Yes, I do. I'm not not that I have big shakti or anything, but a little something, okay? A little something. Yes. That benediction is that, now we're talking, you see who's standing right there? That's Krishna. That's Krishna himself standing right there. And with him is Radharani. Do you see the position of Radharani's hand? Yes. She's giving unlimited benediction and an unlimited benediction and mercy. By the way, how many of you think that she's standing there like this? How many of you think that the benedictions coming from the hand of Sri Madhurati stop at these wooden doors? How many of you think that? No? You know that's... Ah, very good. Haribol, so-called no devotee, you understand. Ah, very good. Haribol, come on, give it some enthusiasm. Haribol! That's a very high concept, and your devotee understands this point. Young woman, understand this point. That's a very high point. Very high. Conception. Haladini Shakti, the internal potency. The fact is, she's standing like this, giving benedictions are flowing out. Every car that goes by on this street is dosed with her mercy. Haribol! The wooden doors are composed of inferior energy, and her benedictions are composed of superior energy, Ladini Shakti, they cannot be stopped by some wood. In fact, and on top of that, this is a holy tirtha here, because wherever Siddha Prabhupada, wherever a Nitya Siddha devotee, wherever Paramahansa performs their pastime, that is considered to be a tirtha. So all the way around here, I forget the range. Archita, what is the range? It's a long ways. 3 miles? 1 mile? The zone by which they get the benefit of the tirtha, where a pure devotee or nitya siddha devotee, eternally resident braj, great soul, has performed their pastimes. 20 miles. They're getting dosed. Haribol! That's called Ladini Shakti. Material vibration can't do that. Under even a car horn you can hear for half a block maybe. Material energy. But this is Ladini Shakti, superior energy. Superior. Ladini means the internal potency. Whereas the material world is composed of the dream world, the external energy. So why I'm saying all these things? That's Krishna standing there, right, Amarendra? Krishna. That's not, not some kind of, idol. Not really marble, right? No. Haribol! But I have to tell you something funny, though, because Prabhupada was talking to some devotees, and he would use humor to illustrate a point frequently. So, and also something extraordinary, that he could paraphrase Krishna and Krishna's way of thinking. So he's telling it like a joke, you know. He's saying how a deity thinks. He says, he's talking on behalf of the deity. The deity's saying, "I'm a statue. I can't do anything. I'm a statue. So that means you have to clothe me, you have to bathe me, you have to give me something to eat because I'm a statue. Statues can't do those things, you know." Joke, of course. Deities can do whatever they want to do. You know, they are doing like Banki Bihari and Vrindavan and, you know, so many deities are active pastimes. But so Prabhupada's joking, but he's telling like that, "Oh, you have to do something nice for me. You do something nice for me. I'm just a statue. I can't do all these things. He can do whatever he wants. They're all powerful." Anyways, that is Krishna himself
That is not some idol, like the Hindus say. Have you seen the idols? Yes, yes, I have seen the idols in the temple. No, no. You know, we're talking about Krishna himself is standing there, along with his consort, Srimati Radharani, giving full benediction. So what's this got to do with Amarinda? Because I'm going to give you a benediction, Amarinda. It's not a small thing. I'm giving a benediction. Om Tat Sat. That benediction is, I'm going to take a risk, within 2 years, maybe even less, within 2 years, you will fully retire from all external activities that are not directly involved with preaching Krishna consciousness, within 2 years, maybe even less. Hariba! That's a benediction. Om Tat Sat. So be it, so be it, so be it. Oh, that's very heavy. Now let me explain the concept. You might say, well, you know, Maharaj, I mean, come on, you know, who are you? I mean, you're not Paramahansa, so how could you give out some heavy benediction like that? I mean, after all, I mean, the Paramahansa they can do, Mahabhagavas they can do, but you, okay, you're a nice devotee, but you're not on that level. Okay, let me explain the principle. The principle is I take some risk. What is that risk? I'm making this declaration in front of Krishna and Radharani, Lord Jagannath, body of Subhadra, and they're smiling, they're not frowning. They're not frowning at this proposal. You got that, Amarinder? They're not frowning at this proposal like, oh, Maharaj, come on, you know, wait, he's not ready, Maharaj. I mean, it's nice that you're so enthusiastic, but chill down a bit. No! Do you see that on the face of Jagannath Balaya Subhadra? Do you see that on the face of Rukmini Dwarkadish? No. So then this creates an interesting dilemma.
You're smiling even more.
Huh?
You're smiling even more.
Yeah, so... the Shastra says, if you tell a lie in front of deities, you go to hell. So this creates a, so the deities, they're not stone, and they're not deaf. I'm hard of hearing, as you can tell. I'm very hard of hearing. But deities are not hard of hearing. They can hear what I'm saying just fine. So I'm declaring, Amarinda, within 2 years or less, you'll be fully retired. You want to go to Gainesville? Again, or you want to go to India, something wonderful. Something wonderful where you just, you know, shave your head. That means after about 2 years you can put on saffron. Also, you've been vanaprastha a long time already. You know, you don't think this is going to happen. And let me tell you why it has to happen. The deities are not going to send me to hell. They're not going to do that. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. I am a friend of every living entity. So, Amarinder, are you a living entity? Hopefully. You're a partial living entity? Therefore, Krishna is your friend. You believe that? You do! Hariba! Come on! Enthusiasm. Hariva! So Krishna is your friend. Similarly, Krishna is a friend of every living entity. And Krishna, you know, I teach Krishna consciousness all over the world, or at least I'm starting with parts of the world. I've been in Africa, Kenya, sent by Gopal Krishna Maharaj, South Africa, and Bali, Malaysia. Krishna is listening. He won't make me a liar. He won't. Because otherwise he has to punish me. He won't do that. He will not do that. So Krishna is listening. Oh, that Maharaj is giving benediction to Amarinda. Oh, this is very serious. Well, I don't want to punish that Maharaj, so I better make it come true. Hariba! Well, see now, watch carefully what happens, you know. So, yeah, because your heart is all, you know, things will go quite smoothly after you just dive deep and Krishna will give that benediction. You see? You make it come true. He'll do that, you see? So this is the dynamics of Krishna consciousness.
Now all you have to do is beg Prabhupada, okay? I can see you're a little doubtful, Dharmarendra, that you could become disentangled so fast, but why not? Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. You know that saying? Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Okay, I've gone over time already, so thank you very much for your time. I'll be giving class again tomorrow morning. Jagaguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai, Shri Jagannath Swami Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Nita Gopremanandi Adi Adi Bho.